It's time for the Cardinal Conversation, live from Applebee's in Farmington on J98 The Boot. It's our monthly meeting with the Cardinal coaches and athletes to talk about Mineral Area College athletics.
Into the back row, Shelby Myers, Zulaga, plays it to the left side. Avendano for the match, the kill, and the win. And Mineral Area College advances to the round of the Elite Eight for the first time in program history. They do it 3-1 over the Laramie County Golden Eagles.
It's another exciting year for Mineral Area College athletics with the volleyball, basketball, softball, baseball, golf, cross country, and track programs all competing for championships.
Forbes looks in, nobody there, drives it now, curls it off the window. The reverse layup for Holly Forbes. 15 for the freshman out of North County.
Listen to play-by-play of Cardinal Athletics on AM 800 KREI, J98 The Boot, and online at MyMoInfo.com throughout every season.
All tied up at 68. Saunders drives, stops, fires out front, ball stolen away by Edwards. Edwards driving down the floor, rises up and rocks the rim and puts Mack on top. 70-68.
It's time now to head to your neighborhood bar and grill, Applebee's, with Chad Speaker, Mineral Area College Athletic Director Jim Gerwitz, and the Cardinal athletes and coaches.
Fiersteak turns around on this fastball. This one's up there. This one's out there. Lead off, home run! Caleb Fiersteak, that's how you start a ball game.
That is how you start a ball game.
That's
a good
right.
way to start a show, too. We're at Applebee's. We're doing good in the neighborhood tonight. Applebee's, the home of the Cardinal Conversation here this season. Mineral Area, I think it's a Mineral Area College invasion tonight.
That's
We've
right.
got just about the entire softball team, and what perfect timing as well. A great victory by the Mineral Area College.
Huge victory.
Cardinals, yesterday we had it for folks on the air. In fact, you're sitting by the lady of the hour right now.
That's right.
Pitched a one-hit shutouts, Alyssa Rennick, and what a tremendous game that was. And we're looking forward to recap that. We're going to talk about all the different sports tonight. Dave Gimmer's with us. I'll talk to a lot of players, and we'll talk a little bit about Applebee's as well. Come on out, get some great drinks, some great food. In fact, Jim, you might be interested. They're going to talk about Dollaritas coming up a little bit later on.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So you might be interested in that. I used to feel like that the winter was like the most busy time with two basketball teams going. But, man, I'll tell you, the spring with baseball and softball, and now you've got track and golf going, this is a very busy time.
And the weather has been awful.
Yeah.
So it's been really busy trying to get in games when it's dry. And there hasn't been too many dry days this spring. It's been crazy.
We were talking to Coach Gimmer about that before we came on the air, about how they wouldn't play for a long time. And then all of a sudden, they just have this influx of games all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think, what did we say? There was a two-week stay in there where they had 10 games each week. That's unheard of.
Yeah,
that's almost like, you know, major leagues don't even play that many games.
No, not even close.
They can't.
No. And we'll talk about their upcoming region tournament. That's coming up Friday and Saturday. We'll recap part of the season as well. But let's talk a little bit about what some of the other sports are doing. As we're visiting with now Athletic Director Jim Gerwitz from Mineral Area College. The baseball team wrapped up yesterday. They won, I believe, 10 of their final 12 ball games to really shoot up the standings. And what that means is they'll get a home game, a best-of-three series against St. Louis to start region play, which that's exactly what Blake and the boys wanted.
Yeah, that's exactly what they needed to do this weekend, is to take five out of six this weekend, and got them the fourth seed, which we host instead of have to travel.
Yeah.
And it's always better to play at home, I think. You know, it's just more comfortable there. You don't have to travel, and I think that gives us a little bit of advantage. But St. Louis is not going to be easy. They're tough.
Well, in fact, Mineral Area College was behind both St. Louis and St. Charles. And St. Charles, now weirdly enough, swept Mineral Area College during the regular season.
Yes.
St. Louis beat us 3-1. And so not only did you have to get that tie, but you actually had to get more wins. And Matt got one more win than St. Louis. So
that's right.
Just got in there.
Yeah, I think St. Louis had to go to Jeffco yesterday on Monday to play a one inning. They were tied in.
They were tied like 4-4. Something like
and,
that.
Or I don't think. I think Jeffco came to them is what it was, and I think they end up losing 8-6 or something like that. So
Jeffco won.
Jeffco won for their like 28th in a row or something. Yeah. They're on fire.
They won the regular season, by the way.
Yes.
And then Mac had to win one of two in the last day.
Yes.
If St. Louis would have won, Mac would have had to sweep. But anyway, it all worked out.
And we had a chance to win both of them, and we just one guy hit a home run at the end to walk off on us. So, but we were ahead at the time. It was 6-5, I think it was something like that. So, it happened. So we lost 7-6.
When that baseball team's playing well, and I'm telling you, winning 10 of 12 is exactly how you want to go into the postseason. I like their chances. I mean, you take a look at a team like Crowder that Mac had to go on the road to play. They split with Crowder this year.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be fun. We'll broadcast all three games coming up Friday and Saturday. If it takes that long, if it just takes to, we're counting on Mac to sweep, of course.
Yep.
That's what we're hoping for.
But we'll definitely be Saturday and Sunday because we only play one on Friday. So.
Yeah, one on Friday.
I mean, Friday and Saturday, not Sunday.
Yeah. You know, we got to see really one of the all-time greats for Mineral Area College this year in Liam Hicks. He started out the season red hot, and then it wasn't too long before Jordan Thompson corrected us. No, he isn't red hot. He's that good. And we're talking about Liam Hicks. He finished 11th in the country in hitting. He was 12th in the country in slugging, 7th in on-base percentage, 19th in home runs, plays catcher for the Mineral Area College, and just one of the great seasons that has ever been and probably ever will be at Mac.
Yeah, that has to be. And we're not very good at keeping records, and we never have been. But I have not seen anybody hit 445 in this at Mac. I know there was few people at 400. I think I was at like 405 when I played here,
really?
But nothing to that extent. And the power numbers that kid put up was outstanding.
And then I think we saw Cole Allen, a guy that in his last four or five appearances was an absolute shutdown guy, a lefty for Mac. He ends the season with a 1.69 ERA, and we thought we saw the best of him. He had three straight outings at home where he was almost untouchable.
He was good. He was good. And, you know, Kirby was good, too. He was good at the end. You know, he struggled that one game against Jeffco, but he still really wasn't hurt there. You know, he made a lot of walks, hits batsmen, but, you know, he came out of the game was 4-1, right?
Seven walks and he hit a guy. That's right. And he still was in it because they didn't really
they
rough
didn't
him
hit,
up.
Yeah, they didn't hit him very well. So it's going to be interesting. I think the whole Region 16 is wide open. Anybody can win that, and it's going to be interesting.
Now, as you mentioned, Jeffco's won 28 straight. This is a school record for them. But you know what? 2 years ago, Mac went down, and Jeffco was highly regarded and highly seeded, and Mac knocked him off in the first round.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know. You've got softball. We're going to visit with all the players. You've got baseball. You've got track going now as well. And the Mineral Area College track team, you start out by instituting the track program, say we're going to go cross-country, we're going to go distance. And you've got a runner in Sam Toppins that's really performed well all year. He placed 8th in the 5,000-meter run at the last track meet. So that was Saturday at Illinois College. And I know the numbers aren't up there yet, but it's a program that you're going to have to build, and that'll come.
Yeah, Coach Davis is doing a great job. You know, he had two recruits in today, and both of them said they're coming. And, you know, he had two the other day. He signed Jake Casey
out of Central. And he'll become your first ever sprinter at Mineral Area
College.
We're
going to try to integrate some sprinting and stuff like that. I don't think we're going to be around in the field events yet. But definitely, you know, if we're there to run, what's it matter if we're running, you know, 100 yards or if we're running 5,000, right?
Yeah, exactly.
5,000 meters. So we're going to try to, you know, get some more interest in there and get some of the sprinters and things like that here, too.
I'll tell you what.
And Coach Davis is all for it.
He is, and he works hard. I go to a lot of the area track meets. He's always there. Always there. And I'm not telling you, like, makes a FaceTime appearance. He's there from the beginning to the end, talking to everybody, and he said that a lot of coaches have talked to him, a lot of athletes have talked to him, and he's looking forward to building that program.
Yeah, he is, and he says he's going to get to at least 20 this year, if not 30 is what he said, coming up. So he's going to have his hands full, and it's going to be nice to see that.
You've had a tremendous program with Mineral Area College Golf throughout the years. This year, their latest outing, 3rd at the Rend Lake Invitational, and that was about 10 days ago. Blake Hammond pulled in a 160. to be the top competing guy there. Jack Walling was right behind him with a 161. But, you know, you get to that postseason. A lot of times golf, you won't get a lot of meets in because you'll get those rainouts. But when you guys get to that, you know, regional level, you're always right in it.
Yeah, they're chasing raindrops just like baseball right. And softball too. And, you know, the course is, even when the days it's not rained, you know, it just poured. So, you know, the course is probably closed. So they're at the range. They're at the putting green. So they're doing the best they can. I know they go down to Tyler, Texas here next weekend for their district. And so that'll be a tough challenge for them just because, you know, we've only had so many meets because of the rain.
That's Jim Gerwitz, athletic director for Mineral Area College. Chad Speaker here. It's the Cardinal Conversation. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jerry Fonet from Applebee's. He'll tell us about all the specials and some things to look forward to here at Applebee's. We invite you out tonight and every night. Jim's happy they've got hockey on the tube as well. We're back in a minute to Applebee's right here on J98.
Come to Twin City Toyota and check out the deals during their Spring Savings event. Looking for affordability and great gas mileage? Check out the 2019 Corolla starting at $17,054. Did you know there are more Corollas on the road than any other name? If you're wanting the most American-made car, in fact, it's built in Kentucky, then come check out the sporty 2019 Camry LE starting at $23,285. All Toyotas come standard with Toyota Safety Sense. That's Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
At Crystal Heating and Cooling, we stand behind everything we sell and service. Hi, this is Cindy Friedmeier. We specialize in commercial, new construction, and service work. So if you own a business or a home with single or multiple units, we can help repair or replace your existing system and perform the necessary maintenance to keep it running efficiently. We service most of the regional radio area, so if you're within the sound of my voice, you're in Crystal Heating and Cooling country. Call us at 1-800-600-9292 or log on to crystalheating.com for more information.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here! One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
We're back to Applebee's tonight. It's the Cardinal Conversation here at Applebee's. And Jerry Fonet joining us now. Going to talk what's going on at Applebee's tonight. I'm telling you what, Jerry, this is a popular place to come. You guys always have a lot of folks in here enjoying all your meals, your drink specials. I know people enjoy having the game on the air as well around here. I guess good service and good food, that's what does it, right?
Well, that's what brings them back. But with the Blues playing and winning, it's been bringing a lot more people in to watch the game.
I imagine that it probably does.
And we don't mind. Come in, stay late.
That sounds good. You're going to talk about some of the specials and new things coming up. You wanted to touch on some gift certificates that you guys have.
Yeah, I want to talk about, we do this every year, but just so you keep in mind that we're doing the $50 gift certificates. If you make purchases of $50 in gift certificates, you get a $10 gift certificate free. So that's a free $10.
That is.
No matter how you slice it.
Free money's good no matter where you go. Right?
There you go. Yeah. And you can use that to buy one of our signature drinks.
Sounds great. You've got some new entrees, too, coming up.
We do. We do. And we're so excited about this C5 campaign because it includes the loaded fajitas, the loaded chicken fajita, loaded steak fajita. There's a loaded shrimp fajita. And you can also get them unloaded if you prefer, but I don't see why you wouldn't get it loaded. I mean,
no good reason, right?
I was looking at the preview, and they look absolutely amazing.
So what's the difference between loaded and unloaded now?
Well, the loaded won't have all of the cheese on it and the sour cream and the jalapenos and all that type of stuff.
All right.
So some people don't like that, but yeah, I mean, if you're going to go, you're going to get it, go all out.
That's what I say too.
I also want to talk about some new drinks that are coming too that I'm really excited about. There's one that's called the American Mucho. It's a red, white, and blue drink. It's frozen, and it's made with Tito's vodka. It's really, really, really good.
Dollaritas too.
Dollaritas. That starts tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So make sure you come in and take advantage of that. $1 margaritas, and that's going to run until the end of this campaign, so make sure, well, until the end of the month. This particular campaign runs until July 7th, I believe.
Okay.
So this is going to be a long campaign.
New salads? Is that right?
There are two new salads, too, involved. One is the Tuscan Gardens shrimp salad, and I think the summertime favorite is going to be the strawberry balsamic chicken salad. It looks really tasty. I haven't had an opportunity to try it yet, but it looks delicious.
Jerry, we're going to have a player doing double duty for us tonight. Not only did Alyssa Rennick throw a one-hitter yesterday for the softball team, but a proud member of the Applebee's team, too, I understand.
Yes, she is. She's awesome. We love her.
That's great. We'll talk to her in a little while. Thanks a lot, Jerry.
All right, thanks for having me.
You betcha. All right, Jerry Fournet joining us from Applebee's, telling us all about some of what they have coming up. And Dollaritas, remember, starting tomorrow. So there you
tomorrow,
go.
Tomorrow.
You can enjoy that. All right, we're back with Coach Dave Gimmer on the other side of this timeout. You're listening to the Cardinal Conversation on J98.
We're making backyard dreams come true.
Hey, this is Roy at Just Pools. We have our new line of Shoreline Spas in stock. And guess what, folks? We're also carrying yet a second line as well. They are the Cove Spas. So now Just Pools has two choices of spa lines at reduced prices compared to what we've carried in the past. When you shop at Just Pools, you don't have to sacrifice quality for price. So stop in today and see our new line of spas featuring the Cove and the Shoreline Spa lineup. We're Just Pools in Arnold. Visit us on the web at JustPoolsAndSpas.com or like us on Facebook at Just Pools Inc. We've been making backyard dreams come true for over 35 years.
McDowell South RV in Bonterre is selling all Forest River Surveyor travel trailers and Arctic Wolf fifth wheels at dealer cost. You heard right, dealer cost. The time is now to purchase your camper because this is a one-time deal. Take advantage of the huge savings. When they're gone, they're gone. Take that short drive to save thousands only at McDowell South RV in Bonterre, your number one RV dealer in Southeast Missouri. Remember, they're selling at dealer cost. They won't be beat.
Bids for Bargains may be over for this year, but you can get many of the items you heard on Bids for Bargains right now on Big Deals on MyMoInfo.com. Go to MyMoInfo.com and click on the Big Deals tab, and you'll see many of the items from area businesses with Buy It Now prices. Everything from golf to restaurants to health and fitness to pet boarding and Branson shows and even car washes. You'll find it on Big Deals. Shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and be sure and sign up for big discount alerts straight to your email address. Go to Big Deals today and start saving today. That's Big Deals at MyMoInfo.com.
An out will send it to the fifth inning. Here's a swing and a shot into right field, and that will give Mac the lead. Abby Sampson delivers a ground ball into right, and scoring on the play indeed is Alyssa Rennick. 1-0 Mineral Area College.
Yeah, Alyssa Rennick got in there. In fact, the way she pitched, that run would have sealed the deal. That would have been all you needed right there. Coach Dave Gimmer joining us now on this segment. And we caught up with you guys at exactly the right time. What a win over Jeffco yesterday. Not just the win, but you get a one-hit shutout. What a way to do it, huh?
Yeah, one-hit shutout, one walk. Just she is in control the whole game.
Saying Alyssa Rennick.
Alyssa Rennick was, yep.
I redid the numbers. She jumps to the top of the list in terms of ERA. But with that outing, notches her third win as well. What was different about that game?
Well, I keep asking her, did you do what I asked you to do all year? And then she finally said, yes, she did. And, you know, hitting spots is important. And, I mean, you can throw pitches and throw them right down the middle, and they get hit pretty hard most of the time. And, you know, you put them inside, outside, and fast and slow. And like I said, she was in control the whole game. So
we'll talk to her about that performance coming up here in just a little bit. But when you throw a shutout like that, too, that means the defense is working behind you, too.
And it was, you know, plays that we could make. And sometimes we haven't made those plays this year. But, you know, everything just seemed to be at the right place at the right time. And, you know, when your pitcher hits spots and, you know, you move people around, hey, we're going to do this on pitch one, we're going to come back inside on pitch two, and, you know, then and people can take a step that way, and then they hit it that way, then you're able to field it. But, you know, if you're supposed to throw the pitch outside and you end up middle in, and not good things happen usually.
I always think that you guys have a tough time in terms of your, you know, you play at the Division II level, so you operate with those set of parameters, but you play, you know, a large part a Division I schedule. So 11-34-1 this year, but not necessarily does that tell you what type of success you've had either.
Yeah, we've played some pretty tough teams, and you know, you go each year, you try to schedule different teams. Well, you just try to schedule, and you know, Jeffco, we were having problems scheduling teams. And, you know, hey, Tony, you want to play a third day? And, of course, he said yes. And
talking about,
you know,
Jeffco now.
Jeffco, because they had trouble scheduling games. So, you know, we don't really want to play Jeffco three times a year, six games. And we ended up playing Lakeland. It's a very good program in Illinois, and playing them four times. So, Lincoln Land, we played them and ended up getting a split. So, you know, just the teams we played this year on average were probably a lot better than what we've had to in the past.
Yeah. So at the end of the we're going to look forward to regionals, but now at the end of the regular season, you finished on a good game yesterday, a high note. You split that one. But what were some of the impressions of the regular season on things that you maybe improved on or did well?
That's a good question.
Big, yeah.
What have we improved on? That's difficult to say. You know, I think Alyssa, we just keep teaching and practicing and teaching, and hopefully that things, it looked like it finally sunk in with Rennick yesterday. And you just hope that everything sinks in, that, hey, this is how we want to defend this. This is how we want to attack their hitters. This is what we want to do at the plate. So you're hoping that, you know, Marissa had a big home run yesterday and Abby Sampson had the first RBI of the game, which was a big RBI the way that Alyssa was pitching. So, you know, being aggressive with runners in scoring position, we just have a tendency to be just a little take too many pitches in our situation. So hopefully we're understanding some more things.
Region 16 tournament will start Friday. It'll go Friday, Saturday. And, you know, you'll be tangling with a group that you have had some success against, 2-2 against East Central. So that's where you'll start. Try to win that one and move forward. But it is a double elimination, too. But as you look forward to that matchup, you guys and East Central, what do you see there?
Well, we're just looking back on a few things. Ricky Lynn, right, has beat East Central twice, so it's probably a big smart move to start her against East Central and then have Rennick come back and pitch against St. Louis. So, you know, though, we know they're going to be aggressive at the plate. They've got one good pitcher, and we hit her pretty well. The first game didn't hit her so well. The second game, we'll look back and see who had good at-bats against her and kind of stack those up at the top of the lineup. But, you know, hopefully we'll just play two games on Friday and get to move on to Saturday. But, you know, East Central and St. Louis, we know both of them pretty well. We've had good games against both teams. Just gave a couple games away against St. Louis. But, you know, if we field the ball, we catch the ball and throw it, we'll be fine.
Yeah, that's right.
And Coach, if you play like you did the first game against Jeffco yesterday, you beat anybody.
We'll
beat
anybody.
You guys were as clean as you could be, as I've seen all year. And you guys had timely hitting. And, you know, the home run was huge, but you really didn't need it. You know, that was just icing on the cake after you got that And the run you did get, you produced. And, you know, you bunted a girl over and then, you know, base hit up the middle. It was very nice to see that.
Right. You know, things that you try to get them to do. We've had problems getting bunts down. You know, you get a leadoff batter on, you got to get them in scoring position and then, you know, move them somehow. We've had problems. We've had leadoff triples that haven't scored this year, you know, which just can drive somebody crazy.
It's frustrating, I know.
You know, you get two outs and you can't field a routine ground ball and get the third out. And yesterday everything just seemed hey, this is what I've expected from this team all year. Just some of these games that were that good.
Yeah.
And sometimes that we're this close to being good is a long ways from being good.
But that's the performance in the team that you look at and you say, that's the team we can be.
That's the team we can be.
And yesterday you were that team. And, you know, kind of building upon what Jim said, you don't count on anything, but, you know, you take Ricky Lynn. She's 2-0 against East Central, and then maybe you back if you get by there, you back that up with Rennick, who, if she throws like she did, I know that St. Louis swept you during this year, but if you can beat Jeffco, you know, I mean, there's some positives. There's some encouraging things to look forward to in region play here. So.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, of course, it's going to start in a circle. I think we've got three really good sophomore pitchers, and we were banking on them from day one, and you know, we're going to count on those three, with Sago being the third one, that to get us through the regionals.
Right. Are we going to talk to the pit? Are we going to talk all three of the pitchers next then? Is that how we're going to do
Well, you got two of the three.
Okay.
Is it two of the three?
All right.
Yeah, you get Rennick right off the bat.
Oh, so. Rennick, okay. All right.
Look,
she's got her mouth full over there. And then Sago.
Rennick, Sago, and McDermott.
All right. Now, McDermott threw for you a little bit this year,
mm-hmm.
right? But, okay, very good. Okay, well, that'll be our next segment. We're
all
talking softball, Mineral Area College style on the Cardinal Conversation right here on J98.
The Dirty Dozen is coming back to West City Park in Festus. Hi, this is Barb Lowry with the City of Festus. Join us the morning of May 4th for the Dirty Dozen Mud Run at West City Park. This fun and untimed event will have you slipping, sliding, climbing, and crawling through mud and water over parts of the park that most have never seen. Registration is just $30 per person. The Dirty Dozen Mud Run is a one-of-a-kind event and open to ages 13 years and up. Remember, anyone under 18 must have a participating adult with them. There will be 13 obstacles spread over a 2-mile course, so come out to participate, challenge a family member or friend, or just come cheer someone on. Go to cityoffestus.org to register or like the City of Festus on Facebook for all the details. Sign up today for the Dirty Dozen Mud Run, Saturday, May 4th at West City Park. This muddy event is brought to you by the City of Festus and the Festus Tourism Commission.
Well, hello, I'm Tuesday, the day of the week that is most often forgotten. Now, I may not have the pizzazz of a Wednesday or the zing of a Thursday, but I do have one thing that's pretty unforgettable, a 6-inch turkey breast sub for just $3.99 at Subway restaurants. With the sub of the day, it's a different 6-inch sub each day for just $3.99. So, I guess Tuesdays are pretty terrific after all. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax, no additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
May time is Azalea time. That's right. The Fredericktown Azalea Festival is May 3rd, 4th, and 5th near downtown Fredericktown. Treat the kids to carnival rides, shop nearly 100 crafters, enjoy fair food, or take in the truck and tractor pulls, car show, golf, horseshoe, or volleyball tournament. Find more on Facebook, search Fredericktown Azalea Festival, or visit the website at azaleafestival.info. Join in the fun!
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero turn mowers, blowers, trimmers, and more. To celebrate, come in now for our lowest prices on any Toro lawn mower or blower. Today is the day for doing. So get outside and enjoy the holiday. Happy Toro Days with the best prices of the season, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 18th through May 1st.
Help save a life by donating blood during your local blood drives, encouraging your blood donation at the St. Genevieve Community Center. To find a current list of local blood drives, go to MIMOinfo.com and click on the Area Blood Drive tab.
0-1 pitch is hit in the air, popped into left. Adams is over, makes the play, and that is the game. Mineral Area College wins 4-0. A complete game shutout for Alyssa Rennick in her final start as a sophomore here on sophomore day, and what a scene it was. Rennick domination, and Mack wins 4-0.
Hey, she's joining us right here at Applebee's too.
Alyssa Rennick, we've got double Alyssas today. Alyssa Rennick, Alyssa Sago, and also Madeline McDermott joining us on the Cardinal Conversation. And Alyssa Rennick, let's start with you after that game yesterday. You know, kind of the signature win for the team. Did it ever get in your head what was like going on yesterday? Hey, I've got a shutout going. I'm throwing a no-hitter so far. I'm throwing a one-hitter. Did any of that register, or were you just out there throwing?
In like the third inning, it kind of popped into my mind, but I try not to think about it, to try to keep throwing what I was doing.
What was working for you?
Definitely my screwball and my curveball, really working it really in on their hands and then going super away to try to get them off balance.
Yeah, is that the best you've thrown this year?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Sego, is that, have you seen
her?
Yeah. That, you give her an A-plus on that one?
Yeah, it's about time. Better late than never.
Everyone's giving you all this garbage about it being about time.
Mainly her, because during the game she told me that she was warming up to go in the game in, like, the second inning, that I was getting taken out. I was like, what? I'm throwing. That's whenever I was like, oh, I'm throwing a no-hitter right
like,
now.
I'm dealing here. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I was like, rude.
You guys both pitch, obviously. Do you guys kind of, like, push each other like that?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Yeah. It's not really a battle. It's more like a motivational thing between us.
Yeah. Do you guys have kind of the same arsenal of pitches? Or let's start with Rennick. I'll go use your last names because we have double Alyssas. Like, what is usually your best pitch or your best maybe couple of pitches?
I think it's my curveball or fastball, obviously. But I think my curveball is my best pitch.
And how about you, Sego?
On most days, probably my screwball.
Okay.
There for a hot minute. It was breaking too far inside, but I think we finally got it figured out.
Now, for a long time, it was your fastball, wasn't it? Like, growing up? I mean, nobody could catch up with that, right?
Yeah.
And then you had, and when you got, obviously, the higher level, you got to have some more stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So now it's your...
Probably my screwball.
Screwball?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, you talked about your curveball being really good, Rennick. Do you, I know there are a couple different ways, you know, to throw curveballs in softball. You like can kind of come over the top and spin it, or I know some pitchers like hold it up and come across the bottom and spin it. How do you do it?
I hold it on the bottom and come across my side from having it on the bottom.
Yeah. So if people are listening and they don't know softball very well, you actually will hold a ball. The ball faces up. Your palm is facing up, and you can come across your body and spin it that way. If you've never tried to do it, like the first time you do it, it's like impossible.
Yeah.
Like how can anyone do this? It takes an incredible amount of practice.
So, it does.
Yeah. So what's been your best outing, Sego, this year? We talked about Rennick's best outing. What do you think your best outing of the year has been?
I don't really know. I think some of my better games and our better games were a little earlier in the season. I haven't pitched much here lately. I've been stuck at shortstop. But
stuck? That's a great place to
no,
be.
No, I like it. I really do like it. Yeah, I like it for sure.
But if you're a pitcher, you always like pitching, too. I get that.
Yeah. I think I threw well at SCLCC against them. A few unearned runs, a few plays here and there, and it's a different ball game. But that was probably one of my better games, I think.
Has that been the difference this year? Like, just a play here or there, and maybe the record's a lot better?
Yeah, I mean, we're one hit short, one step short on all the balls. And at Jeffco, you know, we weren't one step short. I mean, we were getting to most of the balls, and... So if we can keep that going into Friday, I think we'll be a whole different ball game.
Yeah. Madison, you help with the pitching staff as well. Do you play another position too?
When Sago goes in a pitch, I actually take her position and play short.
Then you're stuck at shortstop. So we have a player from St. Francis County. Sago, you played at Bismarck. So you obviously knew all about Mineral Area College. Why was it kind of the right choice for you?
I had a few different offers, some close, some out of state, and I just decided, you know, like, why not stay close, finish my degree. It was probably my cheapest option. And I don't know, I like being the closest girl on the team to the area because I get to show all the out-of-towners the few things that there are to do in this county.
There's lots of great stuff to do here. You grew up, right? You probably take it for granted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they went to Elephant Rocks and they thought that it was, like, the best thing ever. And
it's so cool.
I've been there a million times, so...
You know, I moved down here 8 years ago, and I talked to some people who have lived here their whole life that have never been there. And I'm like, you're kidding, because there are some really neat places to go around here.
Yeah, I take them on a few adventures. I took them to a corn maze. That was fun.
Yeah, we skipped practice and went to the corn maze. Yeah. It was so much fun.
Alyssa Rennick, you threw at DeSoto, threw your team into the state playoffs your senior year. A big comeback in the district title game against Farmington. But why was Mac the right choice for you?
I had I had a couple different offers and places I could have went, but I just felt like knowing the people that I was going to school with was important, and college was already kind of a bigger step, and so it was close enough to my house to where I could live in campus and drive home if I wanted to, but it was at the same time still separate from my parents.
Okay, all right, good. And then Madison McDermott from Charleston, so a little further south, probably knew about Mineral Area College, maybe weren't familiar with it. I don't know. Tell me your story.
Well, I came from a school that really wasn't known for softball. We were a basketball school, so I just wanted to get away. I knew I wanted to play softball, and Mac was just close enough to home, but same time far away where I could go off and find a new place.
Did you play multiple sports in high school?
I was a cheerleader, and I played volleyball.
Played volleyball, okay. Now, Alyssa, you were like a 20-point scorer in basketball, too, so I know you played multiple sports, but was softball always your first love?
I think that it was my first love, but sometimes I regret choosing it over basketball. Yeah. Am I supposed to say that on the radio? Probably not.
No,
but
that's good.
Yeah,
that's
like,
good.
Like, I really do miss basketball, but I think that if I were playing basketball right now instead of softball, maybe I would say the same thing about softball.
Sure.
So, but unfortunately, I can't have both, so I think it was probably a good choice.
And when you're a multi-sport talent and a standout like you were, sometimes you have to decide two things. Which sport do I like more, but where's my ceiling higher? You know, where do I translate better? Do you think softball is the answer to that or not?
Kind of. It depends on the day. Like, I think that, like, basketball, it came easier to me. But this, like, I can play multiple positions. So it was more of a contribution to the team. And then in basketball, I really just shot the ball. And that's about it.
A lot.
So, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I think that softball was probably my best choice.
Yeah. Alyssa Rennick, were you a multi-sport athlete in high school?
Yeah, I did cheerleading like Madison, and I played softball.
Okay, all right. Was it always softball, though, in terms of going to college?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I never thought about doing cheer in college.
Yeah. So what do you have to do well to do well in a Region 16 tournament coming up? Let's start with you, Rennick.
Pitch like I did against Jeffco. maybe hit the ball better, like seeing the ball out of the pitcher's hand. And
you're leading the team in hitting at 374. Did you know that?
No. I wasn't really trying to think about it, but
yeah.
I guess keep doing that, but better. Like, whenever there's runners on base, make sure to move them over, try to get the runs in when we can.
Okay. And Alyssa Sago is tied for the team high when home runs with 4. It's a little pop, a little power, good average, too, at 293. What's your kind of forecast for regionals? So what do you want to see out of the team?
I think as a whole, we need to string hits together. Usually we'll get one great hit to start off the inning, a double, maybe a triple, and then we can't string anything else after that. So I think that stringing a few hits together, even if it's just every couple of innings, get a couple of runs in, and if we get on top early, I think we'll be in much better shape. But once we're down, you know, it's hard to dig yourself back out of that hole.
That's what Coach Gimmer was talking about, getting the third out to get out of the inning defensively.
Yes.
And continuing the offense, he said, we get somebody to third and we strand them. We have to continue that.
Yeah,
so, yeah, what do you think, Madison?
Well, I think, like Alyssa said, we need to get ahead early, but we need to be, like, consistent. Like, either we're really good in the beginning or really good at the end. We need to be good throughout the whole game.
Be a great time for it
no
all.
No bad
all
innings.
Come together,
no
right?
bad innings.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me, ladies. And Alyssa Rennick also works at Applebee's here. What are you suggesting to people when they come to Applebee's? What should we get? What's good?
Barbecue brisket tacos.
A better waitress than her.
Oh, they are
no, I'm a good
you.
Waitress. If you guys come in, you can request me. But you should also try this Bourbon Street chicken and shrimp. That's a really good one, too.
Good stuff. Our recommendations from Alyssa Rennick right there. Our next segment coming up with more softball players from Mineral Area College right here on the Cardinal Conversation on J98.
Where family pride is driven home, Rutherford.
The 2018 clearance sales event you've been waiting for is happening now in April at Reuther Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. By the end of the month, we want all the new 2018 models gone. So here's what we have waiting for you. Get a new 2018 Ford Fiesta for only $12,995 after rebates. That's right, less than $13,000 for a brand new 2018 Ford Fiesta. But there's more. Save $3,500 on a brand new 2018 Mustang GT350. You'll be the envy of the neighborhood with this brand new Mustang. And truck buyers, Reuther Ford's 2018 clearance event has you covered as well, with 0% for up to 72 months on all remaining 2018 F-150s. This is the 2018 clearance event you've been waiting for, and it's only at Reuther Ford, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Come see us in April for your biggest savings of the year. Reuther.com.
Hurry into Ashley Home Store for the lowest prices of the season. Come in today for our best prices on Ashley Sleep mattresses, starting at just $119. Or get no interest for 72 months on Tempur-Pedic and Serta Eye Comfort mattresses, starting at $12 per month. The lowest prices of the season have arrived and are happening right now, only at America's number one furniture and mattress store, Ashley Home Store. This is home. Offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Bids for Bargains may be over for this year, but you can get many of the items you heard on Bids for Bargains right now on Big Deals on MIMOinfo.com. Go to MIMOinfo.com and click on the Big Deals tab, and you'll see many of the items from area businesses with Buy It Now prices. Everything from golf to restaurants to health and fitness to pet boarding and Branson shows and even car washes. You'll find it on Big Deals. Shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and be sure and sign up for big discount alerts straight to your email address. Go to Big Deals today and start saving today. That's Big Deals at MIMOinfo.com.
Connect to this radio station from all across the country. Take us to the gym, shopping, how about a road trip? Listen to us now on the free iHeartRadio app. You'll never miss a moment with your favorite radio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app and search for this station so we can go wherever you want us to.
Worth looks to third base for instructions from our head coach, Dave Gimmer. Here's the 1-2 from Bennis. This one swung on and hit hard to center field, and it is going to get down and bounce over the wall, and that is a shot over the wall for a home run. Marissa Worth, a three-run homer for Mineral Area College. It's 4-0, Mac.
The opener yesterday as Mineral Area College wins it 4-0. The shutout from Rennick, the three-run job right there by Worth. Great to be joined now by Ricky Linwright, Katie McCormick, Kelly McMahon on the Cardinal Conversation now. And Ricky Lynn, what'd you think when you saw that thing flying out of the yard? That had to be feel good to see your teammate do that.
Yeah, we were really excited.
So, Ricky, you have thrown twice against North Central, beat them both, East Central, beg your pardon.
Yes.
Beat them both times. So Coach Gimmer says, okay, got to throw her, you know, in the opener of Region 16 coming up.
Right.
What did you do well against East Central? What do you kind of remember from those outings, and what was working for you?
Really, we've just been working on spinning the ball, hitting our spots, different speeds, things like that. I know I really changed speeds a lot during that game. Hitting our spots is pretty much key whenever it's coming to playing East Central. We pretty much got the down low on how they can hit now, so just kind of throwing them the right way.
I think you just said the two things that I think great pitchers do. You said change speeds and hit spots, which means
right. Change
locations. If you can do that, you're always tough, right?
Right.
What are your signature pitches? What do you think some of your best pitches are?
My top three would be a fastball, curveball, and change.
Okay.
So,
yeah. How do you throw your curveball?
Two seams.
Yeah. And do you go? I asked Alyssa Rennick this. Do you throw it where the ball faces up and you're underhanded, or do you come over the top and spin it like that?
Up and over.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've talked to two different pitchers on how you throw curveballs, and they say two different ways. So that's great. Where's your confidence level heading into the region?
I'm pretty excited. I played my first year last year in the region, and I was a little bit nervous last year, but this year going into it, I'm pretty excited, not really very nervous. So
I was giving you a little bit of trouble before we came on the air. I said, I always remember you as this skinny kid at West County, and you're hitting all these home runs, and you said, no, I hit six last year. I'm a slugger.
No. I think I hit my very first ever home run my senior year in the district finals against Bismarck. And then after that, they kind of just come out of nowhere. I don't really have any idea. I haven't really done anything different.
Did you do that against Alyssa Sego?
Yeah.
Do you remind her of that?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It doesn't really come up.
Okay. All right. Well, it could come up. You never know. Katie McCormick from Union, Missouri. Why was Mineral Area College a good choice for you?
I honestly just I honestly just wanted to go away for school, yeah. Like stay somewhere and get the full college experience pretty much.
And I guess Mac fit the bill?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, good deal. What do you like about the team this year?
I like how we all get along really well. We have good chemistry together. We trust each other a lot, I think. Maybe a little bit too much sometimes. But I think that just overall that we have a really good group of girls together this year.
That's important when you win, but I think it's even more important when you're not winning.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Because we really know how to pick each other up, I think.
What position do you play?
Second base.
Second base, yeah. And who's beside you at shortstop most of the time?
Most of the time, it's Alyssa Sago.
Yeah. How's the double play combination there?
I think we've had a few this year. We like it. We like to turn them, that's for sure.
They are. They're fun.
They are fun.
They're a pitcher's best friend, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, for sure. Kelly McMahon from Seckman. Everybody gets your name wrong?
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, but did we do it right there?
Kind of, yeah. It's McMahon, but it's pronounced a whole...
It is McMahon?
Yeah.
Everybody told me it was McMahon, and then you didn't correct me and let
McMahon
me do that.
It's McMahon and McMahon. It's both. Doesn't really bother me.
All right, what position do you play?
I mainly hit. Every once in a while, I'll play the outfield, but I just mainly hit.
And you hit well. 295 on the year. A couple mm-hmm. of triples. I think the triple is the most exciting play in softball or baseball.
Yeah, I absolutely love hitting triples because it's the most exciting part of hitting for me instead of just getting singles or doubles.
I agree. I think they're, in a way, and don't get me wrong, I know you score on a home run, but I think they're more exciting than a home run because you have to combine so many different attributes. You have to slug it pretty well, first of all. Then you have to have the speed to get over there on
mm-hmm.
the triple. So,
yeah, very true, yeah. Very true.
All right. So when you're in the field, where do you play?
Right field, mostly. I actually got to play first base for one inning, which is very odd.
That was a new spot for
yes.
you?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't mind playing it, though, because I have shoulder problems, so I don't have to throw the ball very far at all.
All right, so
a
hitting specialist then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what was different about yesterday's game when you guys knocked off Jeffco?
It just felt way different. Like, the intensity was there. Like, we were all excited to be there. It was our sophomore day or night, whatever you want to call it. But it was just the energy was completely different.
Does it feel like that's something you can move forward with then?
I definitely think so, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Kelly, we talked a little bit about your hitting. When you're coming out of Seckman, how did you find out about Mineral Area College?
The girl I roomed with last year actually was coming down here, and she had mentioned to me that the coach was really nice, and he really just had an open mind to people, and I had shoulder surgery, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to play or not. So he kind of took a leap of faith in me, and I'm glad he did.
He's not too nice, though, is he?
Yeah, depends.
Depends. That's fair enough. Katie, what do you think that you guys will have to do well headed toward region time coming up on Friday?
I think we're going to really just have to focus mostly on our intensity, keep the same intensity that we had in the Jeffco game yesterday. We just really need to put our minds together,
all right, and
be all on the same page.
And follow that right arm of Ricky Lynn Wright, too, right? Yeah, okay. Thanks for joining me. I know you have food. I'll let you get back to it. And we've got one more segment of the Cardinal Conversation coming up. My thanks to Ricky Lynn Wright, Katie McCormick, and Kelly McMahon.
There you go.
Joining us on the Cardinal Conversation. We're at Applebee's tonight on J98.
Thank you.
McDowell South RV in Bond Terrace selling all Forest River Surveyor travel trailers and Arctic Wolf fifth wheels at dealer cost. You heard right, dealer cost. Time is now to purchase your camper because this is a one-time deal. Take advantage of the huge savings. When they're gone, they're gone. Take that short drive to save thousands only at McDowell South RV in Bonterre, your number one RV dealer in Southeast Missouri. Remember, they're selling at dealer cost. They won't be beat.
Make a late night a great night at Applebee's Bar & Grill with our half-price appetizers like boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, and more. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Stop in for our daily happy hour drink specials for the whole month of April. Try a Twizzlers Strawberry Dollarita. Go to Applebee's.com to see a full menu and to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood with late night for less at Applebee's Bar & Grill in Farmington.
The Doghouse in DeSoto, where you'll be so excited for lunch or dinner, you'll skip breakfast. The Doghouse is a unique restaurant with home-cooked specials you'll enjoy as you eat out of actual dog bowls. The Doghouse is family-owned and operated. Troy, Melissa, and their staff invite you to come in today or any day, Tuesday through Sunday. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for weekly specials and more. The Doghouse in DeSoto, don't worry, you won't be in the Doghouse for it. You'll be the alpha dog.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday, too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, trimmers, and more. To celebrate, come in now for our lowest prices on any Toro lawnmower or blower. Today is the day for doing. So get outside and enjoy the holiday. Happy Toro Days with the best prices of the season, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 18th through May 1st.
Say you're not a morning person. Or maybe you are.
Hello, sunshine.
Either way, we all have one thing in common. Our love for breakfast at McDonald's. Sleepyhead. Or go-getter.
Embrace the day.
Together we breakfast. Rise and savor with a sizzling sausage biscuit for $1. Or get a sweet and savory sausage McGriddles for $2. Only at McDonald's. Your morning starts here. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's our final segment at Applebee's tonight, a Cardinal conversation right here on J98. We're talking softball with Dave Gimmer and one of the Mineral Area College softball players. This is my freshman group with me now, Paige Batrio from Potosi. We've got Marissa Worth from Kelly and also North County, Lexi Adams. And Marissa, we played your three-run homer highlight during our last segment. Take me through the pitch and then what happened afterward yesterday.
Really, I was not – my first two swings were not very good, but then – I just tried to keep my head on it, and then I don't even know what I was thinking during that pitch. So I guess it was just a good hit.
So as you made contact, then what's going through your mind?
Just keep my head on it and take my hands to the ball. Yeah.
Did you know it was out?
No, not until I rounded first base.
Yeah, so you got the front, and then that tied you with the team-high lead for homers with four on the year, but it's hard to say there was another homer this year, you know, that was more important. That was such a huge win for the team yesterday. You shut down a terrific Jeffco team, and that homer, a big contributor there. And then you're part of the folks that take care of that pitching operation as the catcher. And they talk about softball being such a pitching central game, but nothing happens without going through the catcher. How many years have you played catcher?
Since I was eight, so.
Since you were 8 years old, so over 10 years now, probably. Yeah. Do you get all the pitch calls from coach? Do you make the calls? Tell me how that all works.
Most of the time I make the calls, but sometimes he calls them. Just depends on how the game's going.
So tell me how you go about thinking your way through a game and calling different pitches. Tell me that how that process works.
Normally, I just look where they're standing in the box and see how they've been swinging, see if they're late or early, and then I just go from there.
Yeah, and then you got to remember what they did last time and the pitches that you threw them last time and all that. So we're going to go up the middle now. We're going to go from the catcher spot out to center field. Paige Batrio from Potosi. By the way, Paige, were you happy to know that the Trojans won their game today?
Absolutely,
yeah. You were part of building that program. It wasn't that many years ago where, you know, Potosi wasn't really on the map. Yeah. I mean, you guys had the program, but you know, you were kind of searching for wins and you were building the program. You were part of that process and great team this year,
I'm
huh?
I'm very excited for him, yeah.
I imagine you are. Always a center fielder or not?
Basically, yeah. About since I was 10.
Is she the fastest girl on the team, ladies?
I'd say either her or Sky.
Yeah. So Peggy would be in the top,
pretty close.
Top two.
Yeah.
So obviously speed is great in center field, but I think also reading a ball off the bat I think is so, so important. Mm-hmm. Take me through how you do that.
I usually just try to watch the ball, you know, come off the bat and try to read it and which ways to go, make sure I don't go too far back or too far in, and just try to really track it down the right way.
Just a freshman, but you're second on the team hitting at 323. Mm-hmm. So you've been very successful there.
Yeah.
Did you feel like that your hitting skills was going to translate to the college level so
Absolutely
soon?
Absolutely not. No.
Really?
Yeah.
So you surprised yourself a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just felt like defense has always been my
strong point and really never that good at offense, but I'm happy with what I got, I guess.
What's worked for you then this year?
I try to focus more this year, definitely, and just try out different things and see how it went.
So sometimes hitters have the strategy and we're going to look for a fastball. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, different strategies, different hitters.
Yeah.
Do you have a strategy or you just go up there and,
I just go up there and hope for the best, really.
Hope for the best.
Yeah.
Well, you've done a nice job with it this year as well. Marissa Worth, the catcher, Paige Batriel, the center fielder. We'll go to Lexi Adams from North County. Was Mineral Area College kind of an easy fit for you, being playing high school ball in St. Francis County?
Yeah, I think so. It was, I mean, I thought about going to other places, but I just kind of wanted to stay home, at least for my first year, kind of transition.
Yeah. How's the transition going? Corner, outfield spot, and what's the transition been like to the college level?
I think it's been pretty as good as I expected it to be. It's still difficult at times, but I'm doing as best as I can with it, I guess.
What do you have to work on? Like, what, I know you're always wanting to take your game to the next level. What is the next thing for you?
Well, as far as hitting goes, I'm doing as well as I normally do, but I kind of need to work on my fielding. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm getting better, but there's still things I need to work on.
Tied for a team high with four homers.
Yeah.
That's nice to see. 273 on the season. Tell me what the dugout was like whenever Marissa's homer went over the fence yesterday.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah?
We were all really excited.
Was it the best scene of the year so far?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine
definitely.
So. So are you guys playing your best softball right now?
No.
No.
Paige
immediately
so.
Shook her head no. Tell me why.
I don't know. I just think we could definitely be better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
in what respects?
I don't really know. I just feel like we have definitely more. We have a lot of talent. I just feel like we don't use it all.
Yeah.
Really.
On the upswing though, right now or not?
After winning yesterday, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully.
All right. So, Marissa, do you catch most of the games?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're gonna go. You're gonna go with Ricky Lynn Wright against East Central. She's beat him twice. Give me the book on Ricky Lynn. What'd she do well?
She does really good at hitting her spots. Whenever I call a curveball, she normally hit them, and she just does really good at, like, knowing what pitches to call, like, throw to them and all that.
And that's what she did against East Central, I imagine.
Yeah.
Two times before.
Yeah.
All right. So you feel pretty confident with her in the circle coming up?
Yeah. I definitely think so. I think she's a good pitcher to go against East Central.
All right. Sounds great. Ladies, thanks so much for joining us. All the best coming up in regional play coming up this weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to be joined by a freshman group right there, Lexi Adams, Marissa Worth, and Paige Batriel on the Cardinal Conversation. That's all the time that we have tonight. Always fun catching up with different sports at Mineral Area College tonight. It was the Cardinal softball team. 11-34-1, the record on the year. They're going to go into the region tournament, though. They've gone 2-2 against East Central, playing good softball as they move forward into that region tournament. They'll play Friday at 10 in the morning. It's a double elimination tournament. If they win, they'll play then at noon against top seed and host St. Louis. If they lose, they would go back through the loser's side, and that'll be a 4 o'clock game in the second round there. My thanks to Jim Gerwitz, and also thanks to Dave Gimmer for joining us on our Cardinal Conversation. Our thanks to Jack Sadler in the studio operating our program tonight. And we remind you, we've got softball action on the air over on our affiliate, AM800KREI. Potosi already a winner over Valley Catholic today, 5-1. St. Genevieve and Central playing in game number 2. Tomorrow, well, we've got the MAAA baseball tournament scheduled. We'll see what Rain has to say about that. I'm Chad Speaker. Thanks so much for joining us in the Cardinal Conversation. I'm rounding third and heading for home.